Am I on the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time. I flex my better Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air.
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? This is a special edition. This is a Thanksgiving Day special edition. My name is Don Mega. I am your host. This is Am I on the Air? This is your one-stop shop for all the latest and greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, reviews. You come right here to Am I on the Air? Yes, we are broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here in lovely Tucson, Arizona, on Thanksgiving. It is Thursday, November the 25th, 2021. It's Season 23, Episode 8, and tonight's show is titled Gobble Gobble. So, I want to, first of all, hope and wish that everyone is having an amazing Thanksgiving, or that maybe by the time you listen to this, you have had an amazing Thanksgiving, that you are full of love, full of food, and full of hope for the rest of the year and for 2022. I am very thankful for my family and for my friends and for my job and for being healthy and just being here with y'all every single week, getting to do this show and having you come along for the ride with me. So I'm very, very thankful for that. You know, I am a couple days late, obviously, on an episode. I usually drop episodes every single Monday. And like I said, it's Thursday, man. It's Thanksgiving. So it's been a couple days, but it's been a busy, busy week. In my real world life, I work in retail, and this is the busiest week of the year. You know, we're coming up on Black Friday. There's a lot going on. So I've just been super, super busy and have not had any time to do this show. When I get home from work, I'm exhausted. And I contemplated skipping the whole week and just coming back strong next week. But I said, you know what? I'm off. It's Thanksgiving. I'm going to get ready to eat here in a couple hours. So I figured, what better time to grab the mic and come with y'all and take you on a little Thanksgiving ride with a little special edition of Am I on the Air here with Thanksgiving 2021. So here I am. Look at me, man. Everybody's off from work and school, and I'm over here working for y'all. That's how much I love you, and I love doing this show. So let's get into it, guys. I have one movie review for you, and I have several television shows to talk about, which is funny because on last week's episode, I had a couple movies and no TV, so we kind of flip-flopped here. I wish I had a couple more movies to talk to you about. Again, it's been so damn busy, I have not made it to the movie theater. I was really hoping to review Ghostbusters Afterlife for you, and unfortunately I have not seen it yet. I was really hoping to review King Richard for you guys, and unfortunately I have not seen it yet. The new Resident Evil came out this week, and I have not seen it yet. So, yeah, I got some catching up to do. I hope to get to the theater this weekend and see Ghostbusters. Probably take my daughter at some point to see Encanto, which came out from Disney. So looking forward to that. Catching up with everything else that we're talking about. So, but we'll get there, guys. We'll get there. But before we get started, I do got to do a little plug because we do have a sponsor. And today's episode is sponsored by Stamps.com. That's right. Since 1998, Stamps.com has been an indispensable tool for nearly 1 million businesses. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer. No special supplies or equipment. Within minutes, you're up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it to. And you'll get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines. Cut out the confusion of shipping with Stamps.com's new Rate Advisor tool. You can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and with my promo code POD, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in POD, P-O-D. That's Stamps.com, promo code POD, Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. So thanks a lot to them for sponsoring us here today. And let's get into it, guys. So I have one movie, and this is a brand new one that just dropped yesterday. It's an HBO Max exclusive film, and it's called 8-Bit Christmas, because it's that time, man. We are transitioning right now into that Christmas season. The music is playing, people are decorating their homes, and Christmas is here. So HBO Max drops a new original 8-Bit Christmas movie, which I really dug. It was very cute. It was very nostalgic, especially for someone my age, because this tells the story of the 80s and trying to get a Nintendo for Christmas at the peak of its popularity. This stars Neil Patrick Harris, and basically he's with his daughter, and she's talking about wanting a phone for Christmas, and he's telling her no, and then he tells her the story about how he wanted a Nintendo so bad for one Christmas, but everybody kept telling him no, and the adventure that he went on to try to secure a Nintendo system in the late 80s. So then it flashes back, and it tells the story from the kid's perspective. So, like I said, I really thought it was cute. It was fun. It's got some really funny moments. My daughter loved it. So if you just have some time to kick back, and you're looking for some holiday cheer, check out the new original film 8-Bit Christmas, now streaming on HBO Max. So I would give that 3 out of 5 stars. It was really, really cute. All right, let's go on over to television. I'm happy to say that Hawkeye has dropped. I'm such a big fan of the MCU and of Marvel, and I've loved what they have done with the Marvel Cinematic Universe on Disney Plus, right? We had WandaVision, we had Falcon and Winter Soldier, we had Loki. We've had some really strong stuff. Now it's Hawkeye's turn. You know, this is one of our original OG Avengers who never got his shine, right? Kind of like Black Widow, but then she got her movie earlier in the year. But poor Jeremy Renner, poor Hawkeye, never really got his solo shine. So here he is now, getting that finally. But this is also kind of a passing of the torch from him to Kate Bishop, played by Hailee Steinfeld. So yesterday, Disney Plus dropped the first 2 episodes, the first 2 of 6. So every Wednesday, new episodes will drop. So I watched the first 2 episodes, and I really, really like this show. I dug it. I dug the style. I dug the flow. I thought Hailee Steinfeld was incredible as Kate Bishop. I really, really like her, and I like the journey that she's going on. I like where Hawkeye is at in his life. You know, Clint just wants to kind of be a family man at this point, and he's kind of being sucked back into this world because of some stuff that happens. And like I said, I won't spoil anything for you guys. I just want to say everybody plays their roles well. There's some good humor. There's some good action. There's some good effects. I love how it starts to tell the story at the beginning of the episode and kind of ties it in to the bigger Marvel lore. I'm there, man. I am down for this, and we barely scratch the surface. We get teased of a villain at the end of the second episode. We hear a lot of rumors about Kingpin and, you know, Florence Pugh coming back as Yelena from the Black Widow movie. All kinds of stuff out there that I can't wait to see if and when it pops up and actually happens. So I'm along for the ride. I think you'll really like it. If you're an MCU fan, I can't see you not liking this. So check out Hawkeye. Like I said, first 2 episodes now streaming on Disney Plus. Speaking of Hawkeye, you know, Marvel also has another show on Disney Plus called Marvel Legends. And remember, I've talked about these before on the show, and they're basically little mini episodes that are about 10 minutes long, and it just kind of recaps everything a certain character has gone through. So they do these usually before all the shows drop. So since Hawkeye dropped, they have the Marvel Legends Hawkeye episode, so it kind of takes you back to the very first time we see him in Thor, and through the Avengers movies, and through Civil War, and Endgame, and everything that he's been through, and it's a great, great recap. So make sure you check out Marvel Legends Hawkeye. Okay, another new show I checked out is the new Cowboy Bebop. All right, this is the new Netflix show based on the anime, and it stars John Cho as Spike. And you know, I'm gonna tell you right now, I never watched the anime, but when these trailers started dropping, I was blown away. I love the style, I love the flow of it, and I was really, really excited for this show. So I started watching it. I watched the first, I believe it's 10 episodes long, I watched the first 6, and I really dig it. I do. I don't love it as much as I had hoped, because the trailers had me so, so hyped. They really did some good marketing for this thing. And like I said, and that's not a knock on it, I do really, really like it. I just thought I would like love it and be over here being like, you need to watch it now. I think this is going to be a divisive show. I think some people really dig it. I think other people won't. And it sounds like a lot of people that are fans of the anime don't really dig it that much, which is kind of shocking, because I know they put so much love and respect into this thing to try to make it flow for the people, you know, to show the respect and make it kind of click for the people that were fans of the anime. But for some reason, some people are just not digging it. So, but, you know, I know a lot of people like me that haven't watched the anime really dig it. So I think you got to make your own decision, but I find it to be a lot of fun. It's about bounty hunters going around trying to collect bounties across different planets. And I love the cast, and I think everybody's doing a great job on it, and I can't wait to finish it. So check out Cowboy Bebop, now streaming on Netflix. Another new show I checked out is The Shrink Next Door. This is a very interesting show because it's also based on a true story, and it stars Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd. So I was sold right there just with those two names being attached. Will Ferrell's going through some stuff, and he goes to see, you know, kind of like a counselor, and Paul Rudd is that guy, and they start to kind of click and they become friends. And I don't want to go too deep into it because it could get into spoiler territory, but this is about the story of their friendship and where it kind of goes, and kind of, you know, about trusting people too much. Like I said, it is a true story, so it's kind of crazy when you look into it and you see kind of where this is going and what this show is about. But Paul Rudd is amazing in it. Will Ferrell's great. Katherine Hahn is in this. So amazing, amazing team here. And I really, really like The Shrink Next Door, so definitely recommend that one to be checked out. This is an Apple TV Plus original show, so make sure you check it out over there. And then, lastly, I just want to shout out that season 2 of the Saved by the Bell reboot has officially dropped on Peacock. This is a show that came out last year, literally a year ago on Thanksgiving. I remember season 1 dropping, and I was so interested to see what it was about, because it was like this reboot, but it was also a continuation of the original Saved by the Bell, and it had Slater, and it had Jesse, and Zach was popping up, and I wanted to check it out, and we ended up binging the whole season in one day. I loved it. And then it got renewed for a second season, and again, a year later, here we are at Thanksgiving, and season 2 has dropped. I've watched the first 3 episodes so far, and I love it. Season 2 is fantastic. It's so funny. The show is very self-aware. It's very slapstick, and I just love that kind of humor. So, regardless of what you think about the original Saved by the Bell show, give this one a shot, man. I think the humor will really click for a lot of people. For other people, they might just think it's stupid, but I laugh my ass off with this. I love this new version. So check out Saved by the Bell season 2, all 10 episodes now streaming on Peacock. So there you guys go. That's our reviews of the week. We have 8-Bit Christmas now on HBO Max. I give it 3 out of 5 stars. Check out Hawkeye, first 2 episodes streaming on Disney Plus, new episodes every Wednesday. Marvel Legends Hawkeye is now streaming. Cowboy Bebop on Netflix, The Shrink Next Door on Apple TV Plus, and Saved by the Bell season 2 on Peacock. All right. So, with that being said, let's get on over to our box office. Let's see how things kind of shook down after this last weekend with a little din and din and Ghostbusters. All right, here's the top 10 domestic box office results. Coming in number 10, it's Ron's Gone Wrong. Coming in number 9 is Belfast. Number 8 is The French Dispatch. Number 7 is No Time to Die. Number 6 is Venom, Let There Be Carnage, which just hit digital this week. I already bought it, so I can't wait to watch Venom again. Number 5 is Dune. Number 4 is the debut of King Richard, which we talked about, that was in theaters and on HBO Max. Number 3 is Clifford the Big Red Dog. Number 2 is Eternals, so Eternals drops to number 2 for the first time since its release. And the new number 1 is Ghostbusters Afterlife, bringing in a very nice $44 million over the weekend. So higher than their expectations for that. I'm so looking forward to this. I've heard nothing but great things for Ghostbusters. So I might be able to sneak in and see it tonight, maybe after Thanksgiving stuff's done. We'll see. We'll see how it pans out. But hopefully I will definitely be talking about this by the next episode. But congratulations there to Ghostbusters bringing home that number one win. Okay, let's get into our news of the last 10 days, basically, since I'm doing the show a little late here. So bear with me. I'm going to blaze through a lot of the news so we can do it for time management. But if once again, if you'd like to know about anything deeper than what I'm talking about, you can head on over to our social media on our Twitter or our Facebook page and read the full articles to get the all the deets. You know, sometimes I don't break into stuff too deep also because of spoilers. So I'm going to give you the basic news and then you can dig in if you want to know more. Twitter.com/AmIOnTheAir or Facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir, right? All right, let's get into it. So the Marvel producers are saying once again that T'Challa will never be recast in the MCU. That character is done as far as they're concerned. They will honor Chadwick Boseman, so very interesting there that they're sticking with that. But hey, you know, at least in the main universe, they said, you know, so maybe we can get a what if, maybe we can get a T'Challa variant, but the main 616 universe, it will only be Chadwick Boseman. Britney Spears says she's on cloud 9 after her first weekend free of her conservatorship, so congratulations to Britney. Mel Gibson stepping in to direct the 5th and likely final installment of Lethal Weapon. He's going to be taking over for the franchise from director Richard Donner, who passed away this past July. So we thought after Richard Donner passed that this movie was going to be shelved, but nope, Mel Gibson coming to the rescue, and he's going to make sure that they move along with this one. So I do like that. So check out, remember again, if you haven't seen the new Spider-Man No Way Home trailer, yo, you need to check it out. This was a big one. After we recorded the last episode, the Spider-Man trailer dropped, and it is phenomenal. There's so much going on in this trailer. The movie's in theaters on December 17th. Tickets go on sale Monday, November 29th, on Cyber Monday, which they're now calling Spider Monday. So get ready, man. This trailer's phenomenal. I don't want to get too much into it because, again, spoiler territory. I know some people are real sensitive with the Spider-Man trailer. So all I'm going to say is watch it, have a keen eye, and see what they're going for. But it looks phenomenal. The Saints Row reboot has been delayed out of February in order to, quote, be fucking awesome. So there you go. They're really working on that. The Batman, the complete animated series, is coming to Blu-ray next year. The Party Down revival has officially been ordered over on Stars, with the original cast set to return. So very, very cool there. We have the first season 6 trailer for The Expanse, which is coming to Amazon Prime. I'm so happy to announce that Paul Sun-Young Lee has been cast as Uncle Iroh in the Avatar The Last Airbender live-action series that Netflix is doing. For those of you that don't know Paul Sun-Young Lee, he's phenomenal. He comes from one of my favorite shows, which is Kim's Convenience. He is Mr. Kim. You've seen him in a couple episodes of The Mandalorian. He's an X-Wing fighter pilot. I love this guy. He's so amazing, and I think even though I don't watch Avatar, I think he is going to play the hell out of this role of Uncle Iroh. So very, very exciting casting news there. Harry Potter is going to be doing an HBO Max reunion special for its 20th anniversary. That's right. The reunion will include Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint. They are coming back for this reunion special, which is pretty damn exciting. They got a lot of people confused on this one, though. I bumped into a lot of people this last week that are like, oh, there's a new Harry Potter coming. And I'm like, it's a reunion special. Chill out. So it's just going to be them sitting around talking about it 20 years later. So there you go on that. But it is exciting for some people to get to see them come back around 20 years later. The new upcoming Courtney Cox-led horror comedy Shining Veil has been given a 2022 release date, and it will be going straight to the Starz network. So very interesting there. We have the trailer for National Champions starring J.K. Simmons. We have the first Elvis footage from the new movie that's coming out from Baz Luhrmann later next year. So you can check out the first footage of that if you're interested. We have the new trailer for Don't Look Up, which is the new star-studded Netflix film that has Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. I really, really like this trailer. I think this is going to be an awesome movie over on Netflix. So looking very forward to Don't Look Up. Kristen Stewart is joining Olivier Assayas' I'm a Vep miniseries for HBO, based on the 1996 cult classic film. Red Notice had 4.2 million U.S. household views watched on Netflix over the weekend per the Samba TV scale that they always use. The Riverdale boss confirms the premiere's shocking death and warns that's only the start of the body count. Ooh, tease, tease, tease. Very teasy. LeVar Burton is set to host a Trivia Pursuit game show that is currently in the works. So remember, they were trying to get him to be the host of Jeopardy. It didn't work out, so now he's going to get his own show hosting Trivia Pursuit. Queen Sugar has been renewed for a seventh and final season over on the OWN network. Rockman Dunbar has officially exited 911, and this is over the vaccine mandate. So a lot of people losing their jobs in Hollywood because they won't get vaccinated. So yeah, they definitely wrote him out on the latest episode of 911. So we'll see if anything changes down the road. Let's see here. I got a lot of breakdown on the new Spider-Man trailer. A lot of news, a lot of breakdown. So make sure you check that out if you are interested. Going back to Party Down, this was a show, like I said, that was on Starz a while ago. And even though most of the stars are returning, Lizzie Kaplan will not be returning. She's too busy with other projects. But original stars Ken Marino, Adam Scott, Jane Lynch, Martin Starr, and Ryan Hansen, along with Megan Mullally, have all closed deals to return for a 6-episode revival. Once again, that'll be coming to Starz. David Harbour is set to star in the new December 2022 thriller called Violent Night. HBO has nabbed Tony Hawk Until the Wheels Fall Off, which is a new skateboarding documentary. So that'll be coming to HBO later next year. Let's see here. Lizzie Kaplan. Speaking of Lizzie Kaplan, she's also set to star in a new FX show, which is coming to FX on Hulu, called Fleischman is in Trouble. So she's just landed the lead role in that. And then we talked on last week's episode that she's going to be doing another new show that she had just signed on for that I'm spacing on right now. I think like Fatal Attraction. I think they're doing a TV version of Fatal Attraction. She's doing that. So very, very popular. I love Lizzie Kaplan. So very happy for her. Let's see here. We have the official poster for the new Matrix Resurrections, which looks awesome. So we posted that up on our Instagram and everything. The new Spider-Man No Way Home trailer pulled in 30 million views on Sony's main YouTube channel in less than 24 hours. Woo, baby. Everybody loving that Spider-Man. Everybody loving that Spider-Man. A new murder mystery series called The After Party is coming to Apple TV Plus next year. It's going to be a new murder mystery comedy series. Looking forward to that. How I Met Your Father announces that it will be premiering on Hulu in January, so we're getting that a lot sooner than I originally had thought. We have a new trailer for Landscapers, which is a new true crime HBO series starring Olivia Colman. We also have the trailer for Encounter, starring Riz Ahmed. This is going to be an Amazon Prime movie. Crossing Swords gets a season 2 trailer, and coming back on Hulu once again for the adult animated stop motion comedy. We have the trailer for The Outfit, which is a new movie starring Mark Rylance, Zoe Deutsch, and Dylan O'Brien. Ozark Season 4, we're getting closer and closer, and we have another teaser for it. Doesn't really show us much once again, but I'll take anything at this point for Ozark. I'm so excited for this new season to start. I'm so excited. Trailers are a poppin', man, because we continue. We have the new trailer for American Underdog, which is the new Zach Levi, Kurt Warner movie that comes out on Christmas Day, so check that out. We have the trailer for Dog, which is the new movie starring Channing Tatum. It's a new buddy comedy with him and, a dog. But it looks cute. It looks cute, so check out the trailer for that. We also have the trailer for Turning Red, which is the new Pixar movie, Disney and Pixar, which I think looks great. I'm really excited for Turning Red, man. My daughter's so over the moon for this one, too. So, really like this new trailer. An Under Siege reboot is in development at Warner Brothers, coming to HBO Max. Carrie Coon and Alessandro Nivola, along with Chris Cooper, have joined the new Ridley Scott production of a new movie called Boston Strangler. So I like the sounds of that. The Scorpion King reboot is still officially in the works, confirmed by the producing partners on that. This was something that we got news on probably over a year ago, and then we haven't heard anything else since. But yes, it is still coming in the pipeline. Dolph Lundgren is executive producing a documentary about himself, and that's going to be called Dolph. We have your first look teaser trailer for Pam and Tommy. That's right, the first look at the Hulu series about the sex tape scandal with Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. This premieres in February on Hulu, and I think it looks incredible. You got Sebastian Stan, Lily James, Seth Rogen, Nick Offerman. Oh man, this thing looks awesome. I can't wait for Pam and Tommy. The show The Sinner is set to end with season 4, so that's unfortunate there. I know a lot of people really like that show. I never checked it out, but I know a lot of people really, really like that one. The How I Met Your Father, we talked about, it does premiere in January with 2 episodes, and it will be followed by weekly releases for the remaining 8 episodes of season 1. Netflix has handed out a straight-to-series order for Blockbuster, which will be a new workplace comedy from writer Vanessa Ramos, with Randall Park set to star. I love Randall Park. This is going to be awesome. I'm very excited about this. Searchlight Pictures has added Sterling K. Brown to star in their upcoming movie, The Defender. Love Sterling K. Brown, so a great addition there. Ricky Gervais, Natasha Lyonne, and J.B. Smoove have joined the voice cast of Fables. Hulu has acquired the British paramedics comedy Bloods.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
I'm
trying.
Oh,
yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We going to have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyrie, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I got to lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
February 2nd is Pam and Tommy, by the way, over on Hulu. AMC Plus has acquired That Dirty Black Bag, which is a spaghetti western series starring Dominic Cooper. So yes, so AMC Plus has acquired that. And by the way, speaking of streaming services like AMC Plus, we're coming up on Black Friday, and most of these streaming services are doing 6 months to a year at like 99 cents a month. There's some crazy promos going on right now. So if you've been hesitant on signing up for any of these things, now is your time, because you're going to get best deals that you've never seen before. It kind of makes me wish I didn't have subscriptions to all these things, because there's some really good deals. I saw Hulu is doing 99 cents for a year. I think Discovery Plus is doing 99 cents for 6 months. AMC Plus, I think, is doing $1.99 for the next year. I mean, there's some good stuff out there. So definitely look at your favorite streamer, or look at one you've been interested in, and see what their Black Friday special is, because I think they're all running one. Jesse Eisenberg is set to star opposite Lizzie Kaplan in that new FX show Fleischman is in Trouble that we talked about, so great addition there. Chloe Zhao is set to executive produce a new limited series based on Vincent Chin. Jodi Turner Smith stars in a new historical miniseries called Anne Boleyn. Then we have the first trailer for that. That's also coming to AMC Plus. Marvel Studios confirms Harry Styles in the Eternals. That's right. I think we're past spoiler territory now, as he has been officially given his own character poster. That's right. Eros has arrived. So check out that. Meet the Royal Prince of Titan, brother of Thanos, the Knave of Hearts, and the defeater of Black Roger, the great adventurer Star Fox. Check out Eros in his brand new character poster and see Harry Styles in Eternals in that after credits scene, only in theaters now. Michael Keaton has announced that he's returning to set as Vulture from the Spider-Man movie, but he didn't say for what, though. So we don't know what movie he is filming Vulture stuff for, but it's very interesting. The only thing I know that's filming right now is the reshoots for Doctor Strange 2. So will Vulture pop up in that? We'll have to see. Jonah Hill is set to play Jerry Garcia in the upcoming Martin Scorsese Grateful Dead movie that they're doing. Lily Collins has debuted in the new Emily in Paris season 2 trailer, so check that out. We also have the new trailer for Nightmare Alley. This is the new one with Bradley Cooper and the Guillermo del Toro movie. I think this one actually looks really good. I'm kind of hit and miss with Guillermo del Toro, but Nightmare Alley looks really interesting, looks really sharp. We also have the first trailer for Marry Me, which is a new rom-com starring Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson. This is a very far-fetched premise, but I thought the trailer was actually really cute. So, you know, Fred, he loves his rom-com, so friggins, check out the trailer for Marry Me and let me know what you thought. We have your first look images and the first trailer for DC League of Super Pets. I'm excited for this one. My daughter's super stoked. Dwayne The Rock Johnson doing the voice of Crypto, and you got Kevin Hart in this thing, John Krasinski, a bunch of great voices of all the pets, and we love pets. So DC League of Super Pets, check it out. Check out the trailer. Check out the first look, and let us know what you think. Moving along, Denis Villeneuve confirms that Fade Rotha will be in part 2 of Dune. That, of course, was played by Sting in the original Dune movie from back in the day. So, yes, that character will be in part 2. WB has crowned a new multiverse for their collection of characters featuring Batman, Bugs Bunny, and more. So, yes, they're trying to do the WB multiverse of characters, because it never stops with the multiverse. SNL has tapped Billie Eilish and Paul Rudd to host the final episodes of 2021 of SNL. So congratulations there. Love to see Paul Rudd on that. You has nabbed the top of the U.S. streaming ranking. So congratulations there. I love You, one of the best shows out. So if you haven't seen You, check it out on Netflix. Brittany Daniel will not be returning for Paramount Plus's revival of The Game. Not because she didn't want to, it's because she has had a baby and she just can't because of the scheduling. So, South Park, kids are all grown up in South Park post-COVID, which drops today on Paramount Plus, a new Paramount Plus exclusive. It's one of those first movies that Paramount Plus gets exclusivity to. So check out South Park post-COVID, which has the kids all grown up. I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait to watch this tonight. Check it out, Paramount Plus. We have the first trailer for Zoe's Christmas. That's right. This is the spinoff of Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist that was canceled, and then Roku stepped in and filmed a Christmas special. So Zoe's determined to restore her family's Yuletide cheer in the Roku wrap-up movie that will premiere December 1st exclusively on Roku, but you can check out the first trailer now. Kevin Hart, John Lithgow, Ann Dowd, and Damon Wayans are set to star in ABC's live Different Strokes that they're going to be doing. Going back to that SNL, December 11th will be Billie Eilish. She's going to be the host and musical guest. And December 18th will be Paul Rudd with musical guest Charlie XCX. Christoph Waltz is set to star in a new Amazon thriller called The Consultant. Let's see here. So some more info on that Defender movie. We talked about it a little bit earlier that Sterling K. Brown is joining the cast of that. Basically, Sterling K. Brown is set to star in the lead role of a Black American defense lawyer and activist, Scipio Africanes Jones. So it's going to be the true story there. Period drama about the heroic lawyer. So very, very cool there. I know he's going to knock it out the park. Big, big Star Wars casting news is Natasha Lee Bordizzo is set to play Sabine Wren in the upcoming Disney Plus Star Wars Ahsoka show. I like Natasha, man. She's really, really strong, and I think she'll actually play really well with Rosario Dawson. So very happy. I know people have been wanting Sabine to get in live action. So very, very cool there that you're going to get it in Ahsoka. We have the trailer for the new HBO documentary, DMX, Don't Try to Understand. You can check that out. It's coming soon to HBO. We also have the new trailer for Chloe Grace Moretz's sci-fi thriller called Mother Android, and this will be coming to Hulu, so check out the first trailer for that. Jackson White and Grace Van Patten are set to star in the Hulu drama series Tell Me Lies. An Earthworm Jim TV series is in the works. Do we need that? I don't know, but I had some people on Twitter be like, yeah, so I guess there is some Earthworm Jim fans out there. HBO Max debuts the first teaser trailer for their new reality series, Finding Magic Mike. So check that out if you're interested. The Game reboot is now streaming on Paramount Plus. The Game is back, and it's now on Paramount Plus. So check that out. Kevin Feige teasing that he's working on a top secret MCU project with Scarlett Johansson. So Scarlett Johansson back in the Marvel fold. This is not to be with Black Widow, though. So top secret, I'm guessing she's just helping produce or maybe direct or something with Marvel on something else. But it does not sound like it's a Black Widow thing. But glad to hear that her and Kevin Feige are working together. I know they have a lot of respect for each other. Rockstar apologizes for the busted GTA remasters and promises some fixes. They better. Kevin Feige also gives an update on Black Panther Wakanda Forever filming. Remember, we talked about production has shut down, and that's because Letitia Wright, she's really hurt, man. She got hurt in a stunt, and she's way hurt more than they ever thought she would be. And so production is halted until January. They have shot as much as they can without her, but they're going to have to wait now till January to resume shooting and pick up where they left off. So Black Panther Wakanda Forever, just an update on that. Manifest Season 4 officially in production. That's right, Netflix's Save sci-fi drama has started filming that fourth season. We have the trailer for Shattered, which stars Cameron Monaghan as he's held captive by a sinister woman. Delroy Lindo has officially joined Mahershala Ali in the Blade reboot. This is great additional casting. I love Delroy Lindo. I think he's going to be awesome. I'm really hoping he plays Whistler in this upcoming reboot. That would be fantastic. So looking forward to that. Hopefully we get more casting on Blade here in the upcoming weeks. Two back-to-back sequels to Red Notice are a possibility, says the director. So, hey, man, I would love to get at least one sequel. If they want to make two back-to-back, then let's go. But I would love to get at least one, especially with the way the first movie ended. I am ready for that Red Notice 2. We have your first look at Nicole Kang as Poison Ivy in the Batwoman show, so you can check that out. Let's see here. Hulu is set to raise the price of their live TV subscription service because they're going to factor in subscription to Disney Plus and ESPN Plus with it. That's right, they're going to bundle in the two streaming services with their live TV subscription, so it will go from $69.99 to $75.99. So there you go. Discovery Plus has ordered a two-part documentary on Johnny Depp and Amber Heard relationship, and it's going to be called Breakdown, so that'll be interesting. The show Arcane has been officially renewed for season two over on Netflix. This, of course, is the prequel to League of Legends video game. You know, I don't like animated stuff, so I probably will never watch Arcane, but the people that have watched it love this thing. I know my boy Peeps is like over the moon about it. My boy Friggins just finished it and he's over the moon about it. A lot of people loving this thing. I think it's got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. I think IGN gave it a 10 out of 10. So Arcane is pretty hot right now. So glad to hear it renewed for season two for those people that are loving it. Let's see here. I'm just going to skip over a couple things here. We have everything coming and going to all your favorite streaming platforms for December. So check that out to see if there's anything there you're looking for. We have, you know, the Disney Plus schedule and the Paramount Plus schedule and the Peacock schedule and the Hulu schedule, HBO Max schedule, all that good stuff. So check it out to see where your favorites will land. Let's see here. HBO Max pilot Dead Boy Detectives is moving forward. So that's based on the DC Comics characters. Never heard of Dead Boy Detectives, but that is moving forward on HBO Max. Kathryn Kennedy, she says Lucasfilm won't forget the Star Wars sequel trilogy characters. That's right. She makes it sound like we're going to see, you know, Rey and the gang pop back up at some point somewhere down the line, but that we haven't seen the last of them. So who knows? You never say never in this business. So that's what the president of Lucasfilm said, Kathleen Kennedy. We have the trailer for Santa Inc., which stars Sarah Silverman and Seth Rogen. It's a new HBO Max adult animated series. So you can check out the first trailer for that. Let's see here. Inventing Anna. We have the first teaser trailer for that. Julia Garner is a con woman in the upcoming Netflix miniseries based on a true story. This looks really, really good. I would definitely be checking out Inventing Anna. We also have the first teaser for Peacock's MacGruber. That's right. They released a 6-minute not safe for work little teaser trailer that's very explicit. I put it on and my daughter was sitting in the living room and I had no idea it was going to be this explicit and I had to shut it off right away because it was so bad. But I love MacGruber, I love Will Forte, and I'm so excited for this show. So check out that teaser if you haven't seen it. A live action Blade Runner and Alien series are in the works from Ridley Scott. Netflix's Bridgerton season 2 is officially wrapped production. The multiverse is real in the upcoming Spider-Man No Way Home TV spots. So if you want to see some more footage that wasn't in the new trailer, they show a little bit more stuff. Nothing too crazy. Check out the new TV spots. Jared Leto is now calling for the air cut of Suicide Squad. So, of course, man, let's get some more. I would love to see that pop up on HBO Max at some point. We got an article breaking down the Matrix Resurrections movie, talking about how it's not just another sequel, that this movie is something a little bit more deep. So I love it. I love it. Dune coming to 4K, Blu-ray, and DVD next month. So get ready for that. The first Matrix movie is going to be coming to IMAX screenings, and that's pretty awesome. And we have character posters for all the characters in the new movie, so check that out as well on our Instagram and our Facebook. Some really cool posters, but man, I want to go see the first Matrix in IMAX. That would be amazing. Netflix has ordered a series based on the Image comic Noctera. James Wan is going to be producing that. Outlander set season 6 premiere date over on Stars. That's going to be coming next year. Music industry drama The Idol, starring The Weeknd, has landed an official series order over on HBO. We Are Lady Parts has been officially renewed over on Peacock. We have the first trailer for the Ray Donovan, the movie, that of course is coming to Showtime as it ties up all the loose ends for the Showtime series. So get ready for that. I love Ray Donovan, so I'm glad they're getting to wrap that up. Fantasy Island is promoting John Gabriel Rodriguez to series regular for season 2. Bobby Flay is going to remain at the Food Network after his contract dispute has been resolved. Emily Arluck, Andrew Schultz have joined Jonah Hill in the Kenya Barris Netflix comedy that they're working on, so some additional casting there. Trolls 3 is officially a go, and it's going to be set for release in 2023. EA, and along with Amazon Prime, are nearing a deal to do a TV series based on Mass Effect. That'll be really, really cool there, man. So I think Amazon would do something pretty good with Mass Effect. Henry Cavill says he's still very keen to flesh out Superman as a hero, hoping to move forward and do another Superman. I think we all are looking forward to that. The Super Mario Brothers producers think that Chris Pratt will be a phenomenal Mario, so get ready for a Mario. I think Chris Pratt's going to knock it out the park too, man. I don't get all the hate. Clifford the Big Red Dog is officially greenlit for a sequel. That's right, a sequel is coming to the Paramount Pictures movie, as it had a great theatrical run that it's still in the middle of, and a great streaming debut on Paramount Plus. So they're going forward with Clifford the Big Red Dog 2. Let's see here. Marvel Studios' Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania is officially wrapped production, so that is always good to hear. Euphoria Season 2 gets its first teaser trailer, so get that coming to you soon. Also, the first little baby teaser for Bel-Air, which is the new drama version of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air that's coming next year to Peacock. So we just get like the little intro to the show that you can check out. Jurassic World Dominion released a 6 or 5 minute prologue. That's right, it's a prologue. Takes fans back 65 million years. This prologue is really cool. I actually saw this in the theater before Fast 9, and now they're finally releasing it to the public. This is not going to be in the final movie. This is a prologue that's just to get you ready, and it's something special that won't be in the final cut of the film. So check that out if you are interested. Keanu Reeves says he would love to play John Constantine again. I think a lot of people would love to see a sequel to that. Evil Dead Rise, Bruce Campbell talking about the movie, says that the film is dark, serious, and excruciating. Woo, baby, let's go. King Richard, man, despite a soft opening weekend at the box office, Will Smith's latest movie is doing very solid business on HBO Max, so a lot of people choosing to just stream this one at home. We talked about the Law and Order revival coming soon. Anthony Anderson is set to return as Bernard, and Hugh Dancy has been cast as ADA. So yes, the season 21 return of Law and Order, bringing back Anthony Anderson, and I think that is phenomenal, especially since Blackish is wrapping up, so he's jumping right back into the seat there. Oh God, I'm going to really butcher this name. Okiaret Onadawan has officially joined Prime Video's Jack Ryan following his departure from Station 19. Dollface is coming back for Season 2. That will be premiering soon on Hulu. The Real World Homecoming Los Angeles. This is the latest version of Real World Homecoming, which will be coming to Paramount Plus. I believe you can stream the first episode right now. Casey Affleck is set to lead a new sci-fi thriller called Slingshot, along with Lawrence Fishburne. And Slingshot will tell the story of an astronaut struggling to maintain his grip on reality aboard a possibly fatally compromised mission to Saturn's moon. Euphoria will be back for Season 2 on January 9th. I know a lot of people really looking forward to that. Jay Leno is set to play Ed Sullivan in a new biopic called Midas Man. Let's see here. Sing 2 has officially released its final trailer for the movie, which debuts on Christmas Day. Showtime has released the first trailer for Super Pumped, starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt. So it's the battle for Uber. So you get your first look at that. Cate Blanchett is set to lead a new drama called Tar. And she's just been added to the cast of that, which is a new drama series. Disney says they plan on spending $33 billion on content in 2022. That's a lot there for the Mickey Mouse house. Power Rangers, baby. We talked about a big cinematic universe for Power Rangers months ago, and it sounded like it was going to Paramount Plus. It looks like things have shifted now to Netflix, but they are bringing in a cinematic universe that will be movies and television shows and all be interconnected. Brand new reboot from the ground up. None of the stuff that's been out before it will be connected, but this new Netflix stuff going forward will be an interconnected massive universe. Sounds pretty damn interesting if you are a Power Rangers fan. So congratulations there to Netflix for securing that. J.K. Simmons says that his Commissioner Gordon will have a more significant role in the Batgirl movie that they're doing. Adam Driver says he would love to return to Star Wars. So great there to hear that. WB has dropped a new plot synopsis for The Batman, so you can read that if you want to know more. A Gorillaz movie is in the works at Netflix, confirmed by the band's frontman. Yes, Gorillaz with a Z. That's the band. I'm happy. I'm got sunshine. That Gorillaz, that's what's going to get a movie in the works. Red Notice, again, is on track to be the most watched Netflix movie of all time. Congratulations. I loved Red Notice. Check it out if you haven't seen it. Keanu Reeves says it would be an honor to join the MCU. Hell yeah, man. It would be an honor to see you in the MCU. So let's go. Let's see here. Adrian Bailan is returning as Alana for Raven's Home Season 5. She calls the reunion a dream come true, and it's good to see her be a part of that. Musical adventure Encanto debuted to a 1.5 million in its preview night, with House of Gucci with 1.3 million in its preview night, so pretty close together there, so I like that. Those are now in theaters for the holiday weekend, House of Gucci and Encanto. And with that said, guys, That's the end of our show. Look at that. We nailed it right at 45 minutes. Boom! 10 days worth of stuff to get through, and we did it in 45 minutes. I love it. So that'll do it for me. I gotta go, because I gotta go eat, man. It's Thanksgiving. We're getting that turkey out the oven. We're frying up some potato croquettes. I'm getting some stuffing, some mashed potatoes, some rolls, and we about to grub. So I'm gonna get on out of here. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Am I On The Air. Make sure you follow us on Facebook at Am I On The Air. I was gonna say follow us on Facebook at Facebook at Am I On The Air. Facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. AmIOnTheAir.com is our official webpage. You can find everything there. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you subscribe to Am I On The Air Quick Bites podcast. It's a separate spinoff podcast feed. Check it out. Make sure you check out our Am I Still On The Air spoiler reviews if you haven't. So you'll love that. Get us on YouTube. Get us on Instagram. Get us on TikTok. Make sure you subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Pandora, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts. We're everywhere, guys. Am I On The Air? I'm going to get out of here. I got to go. I got to get ready, and it's time to grub. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all, gobble gobble.
Bye, everybody. Red Train!